Director's Playhouse, formerly heard at this time, is now heard 1 hour earlier over most of these NBC stations.
Oh, it's the life of Riley when it's Pabst Blue Ribbon you drink. The finest beer served anywhere, so let the glasses clink. Oh, east or west or north or south, there's nothing like it at all. Yes, you're living the life of Riley when for Pabst Blue Ribbon you call. When for Pabst Blue Ribbon you call.
Pabst Blue Ribbon, finest beer served anywhere, proudly presents The Life of Riley, starring William Bendix as Riley. Well, today has been one of Chester A. Riley's bad days. At the aircraft plant this morning, he sat down on a hot rivet. At lunch, he was thrown out of the restaurant for tilting the pinball machine. Coming home on the bus, he got into an argument, dared another passenger to take a poke at him, and she did. And when he arrived home, he picked up his son Junior's high school newspaper and received the most shattering blow of the day.
Peg, look at this.
Hmm? What's wrong?
Just look at this picture.
Oh, that's the new swimming pool at the school. Look, Dad.
Well, let me see it. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and there's that four-flusher, Farrington Bidwell, taking the bows for it. Read what it says there.
All right. Farrington K. Bidwell, prominent realtor and school benefactor, affectionately known to all as FKB, surveys completed swimming pool as grateful students cheer.
Yeah.
Oh, that's not fair, Riley. After all the nights and the Sundays you put in working on that pool, you should be in that picture, too.
Oh, I'm in the picture all right, here, near the diving board.
Hmm? Well, that's a lump of concrete.
That's my head. I was at the bottom putting on the finishing touches when that Bidwell gave the signal to snap the picture so as he could hog all the credit. That's the way it always is. There's always one hog pushes himself in front.
Yes. You deserve to be standing right beside him.
Thanks, Dumpler. At least you appreciate what I am.
Didn't they mention in the article at all?
No, not a word about Daddy.
No, it's all FKB this, FKB that. And I'm the one that's really responsible for this pool. When the school board ran out of money in the middle, who volunteered to help finish the pool? Was it FKB? No, it was C-A-R. Well, that's the last time they make a sucker out of Chester A. Riley.
Well, Mr. Bidwell did do something, didn't he?
Well, sure, it says here, FKB generously rented the school a cement mixer at no profit.
Mm, big-hearted Charlie.
And furthermore, did not charge anything for the operator.
Well, sure, I was the operator. But honest, he didn't do a thing.
But he was chairman of the committee, wasn't
yeah,
he?
Yeah, but I did the work. What a phony. Riley, he said, we've got a big job ahead. But with your brawn and my brains, we'll do it. So every night I'd be at the bottom of that pool using my brawn, and he'd sit around on his brains watching me.
Well, don't let it aggravate you, Daddy. We appreciate it.
Oh, Babs is right, dear. Don't worry about it. At least you have the satisfaction of knowing
No, you're here. My fine, loyal son, you and your friend, your ungrates.
Well, so you saw the school paper, huh?
Yeah.
See, that was a mean trick, Pop. All the kids know you did the work.
A lot of good that does me. According to this paper, I wasn't even alive at the time.
Well, sure. Beverly Bidwell wrote that story.
Oh, is that Mr. Bidwell's daughter?
Yeah, she's the editor. She fixed it up good for her father.
Oh, now I get it. Ain't that just like that phony Bidwell? His own kid's the editor, see? So he forces her to write a lot of lies about what a great guy he is. That's the lowest thing I ever heard of. Junior, why couldn't you be the editor?
Oh, don't you care, Pop. All the kids appreciate what you did. Honest.
Of course they do.
I'm always doing things for you in that school of yours. When the football team didn't have enough dough to buy a football dummy, I was the one who stood out there in that field and let himself be Coach said I was the best dummy they ever had.
Matter of fact, Pop, just today, some of the gang at school were saying they ought to do something for you.
Yeah, do something. Look at them there in that picture. They're all cheering Bidwell.
Oh, that doesn't mean anything. Just one of those things, Pop. Forget about it.
Forget about it, he says. That's a fine attitude.
Well, he's right, dear. Now relax. Here's a letter came for you today.
This ain't for me. It's for some guy named Esquire.
It's for you. Read it again.
Huh? Oh, yeah. Chester A. Riley, Esquire. Say, Peg, why did they put that Esquire on there for?
Well, it means sort of, well, a gentleman.
Who in this town thinks I'm a gentleman?
The return address says Joe Myers.
Joe Myers? Oh, yeah, the insurance agent. Yeah, he's the guy that sold me that life insurance policy.
Oh, yeah.
If he thinks he's going to nick me for more insurance...
What does he say?
Sincerest congratulations on your common birthday and many happy returns of the day from the Acme Life Insurance Company to policyholder 146738. Well, isn't that sweet, remembering my birthday, huh?
They remember all their clients.
And it is the hope of the Acme Life Insurance Company that you enjoy good health and a long life. A very long life. Sincerely, Joe Myers. Yeah? It just goes to show. Here's a stranger, a company that insures me, and they're glad that I'm alive. But my own kids don't even know I was born. I noticed they didn't send me no card.
Well, your birthday's not till Sunday. They won't forget.
Oh, they'd better not. And just to make sure, I'll drop a few hints.
Hey, Babs, look. I got my care collection box. Guess how much money I collected in 2 days.
$10?
And nothing, 28.
You're kidding, Junior.
No, on the level. See?
Oh, that's wonderful.
How much did you collect so far?
57.
Well, all your friends are college characters. They get more allowance.
Well, I'm going to try and double my quota. You know, we even picked out a city in France where the care packages will be sent. Our French teacher came from there.
Hey, can you do that?
Oh, sure. I checked with the local office.
Babs, you think we ought to hit Pop for a care contribution?
Of course, Daddy will be glad to give... Oh, no, we better not say anything about it. Don't forget Mr. Bidwell's chairman of the local care committee, and you know how Daddy feels about him.
Yeah, he might blow his top. See, Babs, I always forget. What does CARE stand for, exactly?
Well, those are the initials. C-A-R-E, Cooperative for American Remittances to Europe.
It must be tough to be in Europe and not have a... Hey, watch it, Babs, here's Pop.
Oh, here you are, kid.
Remember, don't say anything.
Yes, what are you two whispering about here?
Nothing, Pop.
What do you mean, nothing? I seen you... Oh. Getting your little heads together on something, huh? I bet I know what for.
Oh, no, Pop, it was nothing special.
Oh, you wouldn't kid your daddy, would you? Nothing special, he says. When two Riley kids put their heads together, they're bound to come up with something concrete. It couldn't be that you're planning a little surprise for someone. Someone that you're very fond of. Hmm?
No, Mom doesn't like surprises.
I don't know what you're talking about, Daddy.
Well, look, I'll give you a little hint. What happened 40 years ago?
How should I know? I wasn't around then.
You bet you weren't. And if it hadn't happened, you wouldn't be around now either. Look, I'll give you one more chance. What's today?
Friday.
Huh? And what comes after Friday?
Saturday.
Uh-huh. Now we're getting somewhere. Now listen careful. This is the crucial question. What comes after Saturday?
Sunday. And after Sunday's Monday,
Didn't ask you that. Let's get back to Sunday.
Well, gee whiz, Pop, what is it anyway? Say it.
I'll give you one more chance.
Well, what's the matter, Pop? You got a toothache?
No, I'm just practicing in case I get a phone call from Stop the Music.
Hi there, Riley.
Oh, hello, Gillis.
Sick in the air, pal?
Yeah.
What's eating you?
Some kids I got, Gillis. Imagine, they forgot all about my birthday next Sunday.
Well, that's the modern generation for you. No appreciation, no gratitude.
Yeah, you go through torture from the day they're born.
Yeah. Ooh, I had an awful time when my egg white got born.
My junior was no cinch. 12 hours in the waiting room. 3 nurses I had to have.
From the day they're born, you slave and struggle to feed them and clothe them.
Some thanks you get for being a father.
Believe me, a bachelor is much better off. Especially the ones without kids. That's the only life, a bachelor.
Well, I don't know. After all, you do get some pleasure out of kids. Babs knits me socks, and Junior... we have lots of fun together.
What fun?
Well, chasing fire engines or romping on the lawn together, and then he brings me in my newspaper every day.
For this, you need a kid? Get yourself a Cocker Spaniel.
No, I'm keeping Junior.
Yeah, you're too sentimental, Riley. With me, nothing can excuse a kid not remembering the old man's birthday.
Oh, well, don't worry. I ain't forgotten that.
No, you're talking sense. I'm a great guy for facing the ugly facts about your kids. You've got two ungrates.
It's very depressing to realize.
What you need is some relaxation. Hey, how's about going bowling with me tonight?
It's a deal. I feel like... I can't. I promised Junior I'd take him to the hockey game tonight, and I always remember a promise.
Ignore him. Did he remember your birthday?
Yeah, that's right. Only that ain't till next Sunday.
Beat him to the punch. Ignore him now.
Yeah, that's what I'll do. No, I'll do better than that. I'll leave him a little note. I'll give him a little hint why I'm standing him up. That'll learn him.
Yeah, well, that's the way to handle kids.
Only
what?
Well, there's still a couple of days to my birthday. Maybe he'll remember. After all, a father should have faith in his kid.
Riley, I know kids. And I'm laying 10-1 he won't remember. Now, let's see your dough. Let's see how much faith you got in your junior.
I'm willing to bet a nickel.
Come on, write that note.
Here's his desk. Where's a pencil?
Oh, maybe in a drawer here, huh?
That kid's never got a pencil in it.
Look in that little box there.
Where? Oh, yeah. Holy smoke. 2, 4, 6, 11, 20, 20. Well, it's close to $30 here.
Hey, what's that list there?
Let me see. Jerry J, $1. Joe K, $2. Margie B, 50 cents. Henry, $2.
Holy smoke, he's a bookie.
No, wait a minute. Hey, look what it says on the box. Give a gift to C-A-R-E. You know, this dough, that is for me.
Hey, you're not.
Well, sure, it's my birthday present, don't you see? He's getting all the kids to chip in. He said they wanted to do something for me, and this is it.
I don't believe
it. Well, it says give a gift to C-A-R. That's me, Chester A. Riley, C-A-R.
Now, wait a minute. There's an E there, C-A-R-E. What's the E for?
What's the matter, you ignorant? That's me, Chester A. Riley, Esquire. Oh, that stolen boy collecting dough for my birthday. And to think that I doubted him. Now, you see, Gillis, how easy it is to make a mistake?
Pabst Blue Ribbon will bring you the second act of The Life of Riley in just a moment. I don't know how many of you people listening to The Life of Riley tonight on your radios are, at this exact moment, enjoying a glass of Pabst Blue Ribbon beer. I would venture to say thousands. No matter where you live, in the mountains of Pennsylvania, the plains of Nebraska, or the slopes of California, that Pabst Blue Ribbon you're drinking is exactly like the Pabst Blue Ribbon in every other home. The taste? Clean and dry. Not too heavy, not too light. The head? Creamy, white, thick, and foamy. The color? Clear, brilliant, sparkling. Yes, Pabst Blue Ribbon is always exactly the same. Everywhere. Always Blue Ribbon perfect. If you haven't yet discovered Pabst Blue Ribbon, order a bottle tomorrow with your lunch. Taste it. You will understand why, wherever you go, you hear it called the finest beer served. Anywhere.
You hear it everywhere. The finest beer served anywhere. 33 fine brews blended into one great beer.
Now, back to The Life of Riley, starring William Bendix as Riley, with Paula Winslow and John Brown.
Is that you, Junior?
Yeah, Pop, it's me.
Oh, you darling child. I wasn't going to let on I knew, but I just got to tell you how proud I am of you.
Proud of me?
Yeah.
Oh, well, gee, Pop, that's swell. What for?
What for, he says. Oh, you're a great little actor, but you can't fool old Chester A. Riley, Esquire. I accidentally found the box of money, Junior.
Box? Oh, you mean the dough we're collecting?
Yeah. Oh, I'm so thrilled. Oh, Junior,
Pop, stop hugging me.
Oh, son, it's wonderful of you, but you really shouldn't have done it, working so hard just for...
Oh, I don't mind, Pop. You think of a better cause.
Why, sure, you could be giving all this dough to... Or maybe you could give it to... You keep up the good work, son. Nobody deserves it more.
Well, that's why it's so easy to collect. My whole class is chipping in.
Your whole class is...
Sure, I got a regular system. I hand out these little cards here. Look,
let me see. Give a gift to C.A. Well, Junior, this is brilliant. Special cards. Can I have a few of these?
Well, sure, Pop, if you want.
Yeah, I'd like to send them to some of my stingy friends. They need a hint like this to come across.
Take as many as you like.
Well, give me 50. I'll send them... Of course, it ain't really ethical for me to ask for the dough. Huh?
Why not? The main thing is to raise a lot of cash.
Why, sure. Why not? As long as we're doing it, let's do it big.
Junior!
I'm in the living room, Babs.
Yeah, that Babs, that's a fine daughter she turned out to be. I don't see her going around collecting. You always were my favorite, Junior.
Good Pop. Babs is in on this, too. She's working even harder than I am.
Yeah?
Junior,
oh, my little Babs!
Oh, Babs! Please, stop kissing me. You need a shave.
Oh, I had you all wrong, Babs. You're really a wonderful girl.
Talking about?
With the money you're collecting.
Pop knows all about it.
Oh, you're not angry?
Angry? I'm thrilled, and I'm so proud of you and Junior, and your wonderful friends. Do you know what I'm going to do? I'm throwing a big barbecue party on Sunday for everybody. I'll roast weenies right here in the fireplace. We'll invite everybody that kicked in with dough.
Oh, you don't have to do that, Daddy.
Well, it's the least I can do, and you can hand over the dough right there in front of everybody, okay?
That's a swell idea, Pop.
Oh, the kids will love it.
Well, see you later, Pop.
Wait, Junior, wait a minute. Where are you going? It's supper time.
Well, I'm going to do some more collecting. When I tell the kids about the party, they'll shell out like crazy.
Oh, well, in that case, go ahead, son. And don't you worry about supper. I'll eat your portion.
So long, Pop.
I just can't tell you how I feel. I can honestly say that this is the happiest day of my life. And if I feel like that today, can you imagine how I'll feel at the party when you hand over the dough? Oh, that'll be a day I'll never forget as long as I live.
Oh, hello, Riley.
Peg. Peg, do you know what those sweet kids of ours are doing? They're collecting money
I know, dear.
You know? Well, why didn't you tell me?
Well,
Peg, do you know what I'm doing? Sunday, I'm throwing up.
I know, dear. Junior just told me all about it.
You don't mind. It means work.
Of course I don't mind. And I think it's very sweet of you.
Yeah, and I'm sending out some of these cards to my friends. Every little bit helps.
You know, dear, I saved up $10 to buy a new hat, but I'm going to make my old one do. I'm donating the $10 to the fund.
Oh, Peggy, you've given up your new hat. Going around with a naked head to make someone else happy. Oh,
Riley, stop kissing me.
Oh, what a beautiful morning. Oh, what a beautiful day. Oh, it's great to be alive.
Well, everyone's entitled to a hobby.
Who's that?
It is I, Digby Odell, the friendly undertaker.
Hi, Digger, I'm glad to see you. Oh, I feel great today.
Glad to see you anyway.
Well, where are you off to this morning, Digger?
Oh, I'm on my way to the weekly gathering of my gardening club, the UEPLGPS.
UEPLGPS?
The Undertakers, Embalmers, and Pallbearers. Let's go places, society.
Who wants to go places with an undertaker?
We study geography and take imaginary trips to enchanting places. Last week we visited the Dead Sea.
Why, I hear it's pretty salty. Marinated herring comes from there.
Oh, oh, oh. This week we're going into the black hole of Calcutta. Incidentally, I received your little card in the mail.
For the gift fund. I hope you're not offended, Digger.
Why should I be? After all, we're the best of friends. I've got you at the top of my list. And for you, I'll be glad to kick in.
Well, Thanks, Digger. And someday I'll kick in for you.
True. Of course, I can't contribute as much as I'd like to. Lately, business has fallen off. Very little turnover. And there's a strike at my establishment.
No kidding. A strike, huh? And everybody walked out?
Well, not everybody.
Why are your men striking, dear?
It's about money and working conditions. They want longer hours and shorter people.
Oh, say, Digger, you're coming to my barbecue party this afternoon, aren't you?
Oh, yes, I'll be there. Ah, barbecues. Watching hungrily as the host places a 5-pound beefsteak on the grill. Watching, sadly, as the fire immediately goes out under the beefsteak. Watching, fascinatedly, as the host cleverly revives the fire with a dash of gasoline. Boom. I adore hamburgers. It's okay. Well, cheerio. I'd better be shoveling off.
Oh, it's a great party, ain't it? Peg, listen to them in there.
Oh, I've never seen so many kids.
They're having a wonderful time, and they love you, Dad.
Well, can I blame them?
Geez, you're sure going over big.
Yeah, it set me back plenty, too, but it's worth it. Think of all the dough they collected. Hey, when are they going to make the presentation?
Huh? Well, we have to wait for...
Oh, the door, more customers.
Good afternoon, Riley.
Oh, hi,
hello,
Mr.
Bidwell.
Who invited you?
Daddy, Mr. Bidwell's chairman of the collection committee.
Sure, it was all his idea.
Bidwell?
I hate to take vows, you know, but in this case, I must admit it was all my doing.
Bidwell, you did this for... You got all the kids to... Oh, Bidwell, darling!
Mr. Riley, kindly stop hugging me.
Well, oh, for heaven's sake, Riley, what's the matter with you?
Oh, Bidwell, I never thought you'd... Here, I've been going around telling people you're nothing but a selfish publicity hog. Can you ever forgive me?
Oh, forget it. Well, Junior, are we ready for the formal presentation?
I'm ready.
I got all the money right here in this sack, Mr. Bidwell.
Oh, boy, what loot it must weigh at least.
If you don't mind, Riley.
Huh? I'm sorry. You got to make a speech first. I understand. Well, come on. What are we waiting for? Quiet. Quiet, everybody. Quiet. We're going to have the presentation. Quiet. Kids, I want to introduce to you your friend and mine. Farrington K. Bidwell, fondly known to this community as FKB.
My dear student...
Well, I ain't finished. Ever since FKB came amongst our midst, we have had the highest confidence in this man. In fact, I will go so far as to say that in this community, FKB will always be our biggest confidence man.
Thank you, Riley. My dear young friends, we are gathered here today for a great and worthy cause.
I couldn't have said it better myself.
In giving our dollars and pennies, let us bear in mind what these dollars and pennies will buy. Food, overcoat, suits, shoes.
A bowling ball, fishing rods, a camera.
Riley, this is no time for jokes.
Who's joking?
Riley, please. Think of the joy and happiness this money will bring as it is spread over battle-scarred Europe.
First, I'm spreading it over battle-scarred Los Angeles.
And now I call upon my young friend, Chester Riley, Jr., to announce the total amount and to make the formal presentation. Are we ready?
I'm ready.
We collected a total of $304.
Hooray!
I have all the money right here in this sack.
Pop, let it go. Riley, will you let it go?
On behalf of the student body, I officially present this money to Mr. Bidwell. Here you are, FKB.
Wait a minute. Why are you handing it to FKB? This money goes to CARE.
That's right, Riley. I'll hand it over to Care.
What's he got to do with this?
Riley, for heaven's sake,
you hand over that dope, Bidwell. Nobody's going to chip me. I can spell as well as the next guy.
But, Riley...
Don't you try to pull a fast one. What do you think CARE stands for?
Cooperative for American Remittances to Europe.
You mean it don't stand for Chester A. Riley, Esquire?
Of course not.
Oh, Riley, You didn't think this money was meant...
Wait a minute. Let me get this straight. You didn't collect this for... This money ain't going to... It ain't on account of the pool. The pool that I sweated and slaved over night after night. Get me a lawyer. I've been robbed.
Oh. Riley, control yourself. Come inside.
Oh, yeah, I'm okay now, Peg. I'll be all right. I'm sorry, kids. Go on eating. Hearty appetite. I apologize. You see, I didn't understand. I'm for feeding the people in Europe, only I thought C-A-R-E stood for Chester A. Riley, Esquire. It was a mistake. But don't worry, it won't happen again, because I'm changing my initials from C-A-R-E to J-E-R-K.
In just a moment, Riley will return. Well, folks, this week we're all starting off with a new calendar hanging on the kitchen wall, 1950. And I've got a good suggestion for you, sort of a New Year's resolution. In the column on your calendar marked Saturday, every Saturday, week after week, mark down H6. Get it? H6. You know what that means? Handy Six. Yes, sir, the Pabst Blue Ribbon Handy Six carton. Saturday's the day, throughout the whole year, to buy that convenient, easy-to-carry Handy Six carton containing your weekend supply. 6 cans of Pabst Blue Ribbon. Finest beer served anywhere.
Oh, come on, Riley, cheer up. It wasn't so bad. Everybody says it was a wonderful party.
Yeah, I made such a fool of myself.
Now, stop worrying. Well, most of the kids thought it was some kind of gag.
They did? Honest?
Mm-hmm.
They thought I was kidding? Well, sure. As a matter of fact, I was kidding. That's me, the life of the party. But I'm still sore at you kids for getting my birthday.
Daddy, we didn't forget your birthday.
You didn't?
We had your present all picked out days ago.
Huh? Oh, well, I feel so much better. You do know that I'm alive. What did you get me? What?
Well, we chipped in and got a care food package made out in your name.
No. Oh, that's just what I wanted. Bring it in. I'll eat it now.
It's a losing fight.
Hey, Riley, what do the initials C-A-R-E remind you of?
Oh, no, you don't, Mr. Wellington. I ain't sticking my neck out again.
Well, I'll tell you. They remind me of Pabst Blue Ribbon.
Yeah?
Certainly. It's care that gives Pabst Blue Ribbon that clean, dry, sparkling flavor. It's care in brewing that makes every glassful taste exactly the same, wherever you buy it. And it's care that makes Pabst Blue Ribbon...
I know. The finest beer served anywhere.
Oh, it's the life of Riley when it's Pabst Blue Ribbon you drink. The finest beer served anywhere, so let the glasses clink. Oh, east or west or north or south, there's nothing like it at all. Yes, you're living the life of Riley when for Pabst Blue Ribbon you call. When for Pabst Blue Ribbon you call.
Pabst Blue Ribbon invites you to join us again next week to hear The Life of Riley, starring William Bendix as Riley. The Life of Riley is produced by Irving Brecker by arrangement with Universal International Pictures, now releasing South Sea Sinner, starring Shelley Winters and McDonald Carey. Tonight's script is by Reuben Shipp and Alan Lipscott, direction by Mitch Lindemann. Mrs. Riley is Paula Winslow, Digger Odell is John Brown, Babs is Barbara Eiler, Junior is Bobby Ellis, Bidwell is Alan Reed. Consult your local paper for the correct time of The Life of Riley show on television over NBC each week. Send your care contributions to your local care office or to Care, New York City. The Life of Riley is brought to you by the Pabst Brewing Company of Milwaukee, Wisconsin, New York, New Jersey, and Peoria, Illinois, and sent your way with the best wishes of Pabst Blue Ribbon dealers from coast to coast. Jimmy Wallington speaking.
Next, Bill Stern and the Sports Newsreel on NBC.